Hello, this is Will Knott, and this is actually directed towards Brian Green, who posed the question about putting inline comments in, well, hypertext. It almost sort of exists in audio. For example, if you use SoundCloud, I think you might actually have to be a member of signed in to SoundCloud to see this. But you can embed your comments on the playing track as it's playing, so that at 58 seconds in, you can go, "Ooh, that was good. Great use of horns in this section," something like that. Essentially, you are annotating a music score, except it's a music file. So your text annotations pop up as the scroll bar scrolls over that the little pointer you have in reference to the particular point in the music. The way you describe, just to summarize to people who haven't seen it, the way you describe the hypertext is you would place your comments in line in the text. Default view would be see only the original article. Next option would be see me and my friends' comments. And the third option would be see everybody's. Option two has got a major problem. Who are your friends? If you put a comment on my blog, I don't know who your friends are. And for Data Protection Act reasons and various EU laws, I really don't want to know. Because then I have to manage it. So I have this lovely database of relationships just waiting to be hacked. Hello, Lulsuck. So, no thank you. It would be a nightmare. People wouldn't want to do it. Having the option to have in-comment texts, it's doable. I wouldn't want to be the one to do it, though. You will wreck the flow of the text. Now, that's going to sound a bit odd, especially someone who seems to be occasionally have his own blog morphing into a photo blog, which you can't really do inline comments on. But what you are asking for, well, it's technically achievable, is actually technically very hard, because you create the document, then you have a comment assigned to somebody else edited into it. Google can't tell, at the moment anyway, it can't distinguish between a comment on a web page and the original article. This comes to mind thanks to the wonderful work of a certain, well, Simon McGarr, who will point out that you are legally liable for your comments. However, if your old comments are pushed towards the end, you can at least claim it was a comment and you later took action to remove it. If the comment is in line, it appears in the text. Every time the spider, pick your choice, goes over the text, it shows up as being part of the original document rather than being a comment, which will then probably react wonderful lawsuits. In fact, it's the kind of thing that won't be really known about until the first lawsuit. And while it can be done, as I said, you wreck the flow, option number one granted, but if you have somebody, well, I write with some snark when I write. I mean, the prime example of snark is, were you going to say, yes, we should take this really horrible sounding position because of X, Y, and Z, until you realize quite logically that X, Y, and Z enforce it. What's the prime example? Gay marriage is unnatural, like eyeglasses. So we should be banning eyeglasses too. Now, that's the logical conclusion from a logical result. Anyway, my point is it technically possible to do the inline comments? Yes. Would I want inline comments on my blog? Oh hell no. And very few people want the inline comments. It is the equivalent of annotations on the side of the page, but I'm not too sure if many bloggers will actually want it in the first place. Just my thought. Get back to me at Will Knott if you really want to go and get back to me.